Laboratory of Thomas A. Edison. My dear Mr. Hill, allow me to express my appreciation of the compliment you have paid me in sending me the original manuscript of Law of Success. I can see you have spent a great deal of time and thought in its preparation. Your philosophy is sound, and you are to be congratulated for your sticking to your work over so long a period of years. Your students will be amply rewarded for their labor. Signed, Thomas A. Edison. Public Ledger, Philadelphia. Dear Mr. Hill, thank you for your Law of Success. It is great stuff. I shall finish reading it. I would like to reprint that story, What I Would Do If I Had $1,000,000, in the business section of the Public Ledger. Signed, Cyrus H. K. Curtis, publisher of Saturday Evening Post, Ladies' Home Journal. King of the 5 and 10 cent stores. By applying many of the 15 fundamentals of the Law of Success philosophy, we have built a great chain of successful stores. I presume it would be no exaggeration of fact if I said that the Woolworth Building might properly be called a monument to the soundness of these principles. Signed, F. W. Woolworth. Historic American Labor Leader. Mastery of the Law of Success philosophy is the equivalent of an insurance policy against failure. Signed, Samuel Gompers. A Former President. May I congratulate you on your persistence. Any man who devotes that much time must, of necessity, make discoveries of great value to others. I am deeply impressed by your interpretation of the mastermind principles which you have so clearly described. Signed, Woodrow Wilson. A Department Store Founder. I know that your 15 fundamentals of success are sound because I have been applying them in my business for more than 30 years. Signed, John Wanamaker. From the founder of Kodak. I know that you are doing a world of good with your Law of Success. I would not care to set a monetary value on this training because it brings to the student qualities which cannot be measured by money alone. Signed, George Eastman. A Food and Candy Chief. Whatever success I may have attained, I owe entirely to the application of your 15 fundamental principles of the Law of Success. I believe I have the honor of being your first student. Signed, William Wrigley, Jr. The Law of Success is comprised of the key principles that form the foundation of Napoleon Hill's philosophy of personal achievement. This newly revised and updated edition, the first to include all 17 principles, is published in 4 separate volumes, each volume devoted to a specific set of those principles. In its first edition, the Law of Success presented 15 principles. In later editions, the number was expanded to 16 as Hill came to believe that the mastermind, which had been part of the introduction to the first edition, was in fact a separate principle unto itself. Later still, he concluded that there was another key principle that in effect unified the others. This newly recognized principle he termed Cosmic Habit Force, which, when he began working with W. Clement Stone, was also referred to as the Universal Law. The genesis of the 4 principles explored in this third volume, and the other principles that complete the Law of Success, date from the day in 1908 when Napoleon Hill was assigned to write a magazine profile on steel baron and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. During their interview, Carnegie became so impressed with the young writer that what was to have been a brief interview stretched into a 3-day marathon. It concluded with Carnegie offering to introduce Napoleon Hill to the most powerful men of the day in order that Hill could learn from each of them the secrets of their success. It was Carnegie's vision that, in so doing, Hill could formulate a philosophy that could be used by anyone to help themselves to create their own success and realize their dreams. As Napoleon Hill pursued his mission, the material he was gathering and the lessons he was learning truly became his life's definite chief aim. He wrote thousands of articles and profiles, launched his own magazines, developed home study courses, started training centers, and opened a business college, all inspired by his evolving philosophy. And he created a lecture series that brought him wide recognition as an inspiring public speaker on the subject of success and personal achievement. Through it all, Napoleon Hill was constantly testing and modifying his theories until they became refined into a set of specific principles that together formed the cohesive philosophy Andrew Carnegie had envisioned. In 1928, drawing upon the interviews and research he had compiled and the materials he had written during his 20-year quest, Napoleon Hill finally assembled what would become the first edition of The Law of Success. Then, in what proved to be a brilliant marketing concept, his publisher chose to release it not as a single book, but as a set of 8 volumes. The entire collection was an immediate and astounding success, as were later editions which presented all of the principles in one volume. Over the years, there have been at least 5 authorized editions that revised or added material, and in its various forms, it has been reprinted more than 50 times.